We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh here this morning. 30 degrees here on a Tuesday morning at 8:30. The head of the Federal Aviation Administration will face questions on Capitol Hill next week about the agency's review of the Boeing 737 MAX.
FAA Administrator Stephen Dixon will testify before the House Transportation Committee on December 11th. The 737 MAX jet has been grounded since two overseas crashes killed 346 people. It's taking much longer than Boeing expected to update the plane's flight software and computers and put together a pilot training course. It's unclear if the company can meet its goal of resuming deliveries of the plane this month. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Trial of a man accused of sex crimes at the downtown Wichita YMCA has been delayed. 21-year-old Keith Magoon has been charged with rape and aggravated battery related to an alleged incident at the pool. A second preliminary hearing has been set for Friday. His trial now set for February 24th. The Salina Police Department has requested the Kansas Bureau of Investigation issue a statewide silver alert for 69-year-old Kenneth Reitchek, who's been missing since November 4th.
He's described as a 5'9" white man weighing 175 pounds. He has blue eyes and gray hair. Reitchek is known to suffer from diminished mental health capabilities and is on disability but has not attempted to access his funds since before he was last seen. He's known to frequent the Salina area but may have family in northwest Kansas near Colby. Reitchek does not have a phone, vehicle, or any identification. A photo of the man can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you locate him or have information related to the case, you're asked to contact the Salina Police Department at area code 785-826-7210. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police say a human fetus found near a river in Wichita in November died from stillbirth or miscarriage. An autopsy report filed last month in Sedgwick County District Court found that the fetus was not capable of living or developing outside the womb. The fetus was estimated to be about 3 months gestation. The report said the fetus showed no evidence of genetic malformation or disease. A 57-year-old woman found the fetus November 3rd by the Arkansas River in South Wichita. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider issuing bonds for two companies, $18 million worth for Air Capital Flightline LLC, and up to $95 million for Textron Aviation. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the bonds represent investment in Wichita.
They have choices now. I mean, we truly are a global economy, especially when it comes to aviation, and these companies that are choosing to invest in Wichita could put their dollars in South Carolina or Washington or Georgia.
City Council will also consider raising water rates by as much as 5%. Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. Colder temperatures in December and more opportunities for car thieves as some people leave their cars running and unattended to warm up. Wichita Police Lieutenant Scott Bruno is commander of the auto theft section.
It only takes a matter of seconds for someone to jump in your car and take off in it if you leave it running. Even if you lock the doors and the keys are in the ignition, matter of seconds, someone can break the window and they're off with your car.
There have been more than 2,000 cars reported stolen in Wichita this year. That's down 16% from last year. A trial is underway in Boston for a man accused of threatening federal agents.
A Cambridge, Massachusetts man is on trial for making a number of threats on social media, including an offer to pay $500 to anyone who would kill a federal immigration officer. Brandon Zabrowski was arrested shortly after tweeting the offer to have an ICE agent killed last July, and investigators discovered a series of similar threats, including his desire to slit the throat of the late Senator John McCain. Zabrowski's attorneys say his posts are protected free speech, but prosecutors say the comments represent a true threat not covered by the First Amendment. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A slow-moving system is bringing in some clouds across south-central Kansas here early on, but we expect to be clearing out today and warming above normal for this time in December, our high 58. Clear overnight, our low in the low 30s, then tomorrow's high in the upper 50s, around 57 with a slight chance of rain Thursday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, north wind at 6 miles per hour and 30 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:34 here on this Tuesday morning, and it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Jad Chambers blurring it up today. Jad?
That's right, and Garth Brooks.
Garth, yeah.
Taken by surprise by his ex-wife and three daughters in a new documentary. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino reporting.
Garth Brooks is surprised that his ex-wife and three daughters took part in a new documentary on his life. The country superstar is the subject of the A&E doc titled Garth Brooks, The Road I'm On. It features never-before-seen interviews with his wife, Trisha Yearwood, as well as his ex, Sandy Mall, and their three daughters, August, Allie, and Taylor.
Friends in Low Places is Garth Brooks.
Brooks told Fox News, I was stunned to see my three girls sit in front of a camera and then their mom, Sandy, talking about our marriage throughout the 90s. I heard things from her that she told me our whole life, but I didn't hear them until now. And so my respect and love for her is through the roof. The two-night doc ends tonight. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Garth Brooks documentary. Not a big fan myself, but yeah. There are a lot of people that are.
Neither. He's got a nice hat, though.
What holiday song, Steve, is the most annoying to listen to?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Nope.
We've got Maya Fox's Mike Gunselman with details on a new study about annoying songs.
With the holiday season in full swing, so are those classic songs and music that comes with it. And a new UK poll by the mobile tech company Huawei has listed Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You as the most annoying holiday song of all time. The immensely popular song is currently celebrating its 25-year anniversary since being released. The Band-Aid charity song, Do They Know It's Christmas? That came in at number two, with the very popular Wham's Last Christmas coming in at number five. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
What's Wham's Last Christmas? Last Christmas, I Gave You My Heart. Is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one.
You know, the Mariah Carey song, it's kind of nice, but the thing is, they overplay them.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I mean, you go back to that instead of...
Because I don't have a problem with that top three.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's...
It's just...
There you go.
I'm not annoyed by Christmas music, because the great thing is, you can just turn it off.
I am, but...
You can turn it off when you don't want to listen to it.
Yeah. Try turning it off when somebody in your family has it on purpose, and everybody,
the problems,
you know,
with your family, Chad.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't work out, sorry. Or, you know, try not hearing Christmas music too much when you work at a radio station.
Well, I still say Grandma got run over by a reindeer is pretty bad. Anyway,
yeah, I suppose. Okay, controversial former NFL player heading to the recording booth. Fox's Matt Napolitano has the story.
Antonio Brown set to tell all in song.
Sean, you killed this track.
Part of an audio recording posted on Instagram by the former NFL receiver teasing a music project with pop star and producer Sean Kingston. Brown posting, going to be telling my story in these songs, All Truth. Also citing some of the incidents that may be featured, including a police chase on the Florida International University campus, as well as having been shot in the ear, two incidents no one knew anything about. This comes as Brown has met with NFL officials in a push to get back into the league after being cut by the New England Patriots amid accusations of sexual misconduct from two different women. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
You know, Steve, I promise we're going to get to some good music news later. It won't all be bad holiday songs.
Well, my best wishes for continued success for such a fine man.
It won't all be Antonio Brown's new album. I don't say that. In fact, we'll go to some good music news right now. A birthday in music history. Steve, you're going to love this one. Happy birthday, 71 years old, Ozzy Osbourne.
I can't believe that it survived as long as it has. I remember thinking, oh, this would be good fun for a couple of years. I mean, when we did that 10 years, it was one thing. Here we are, nearly 50 years at the road. It's just been an amazing journey for us all.
Boy.
I can understand that.
I can see the water running out of his lip.
But there it is. Ozzy Osbourne, happy birthday.
That's a guy that eats rats on stage or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
bites the heads off of bats.
My kind of guy right there.
71 years old. You mentioned this earlier, but I'll mention it again.
Good.
On this day, Broadway history. Streetcar Named Desire. Opened on Broadway on this day in 1947.
Hey, Stella!
There it is. That's right. So on this day, Streetcar Named Desire opened on Broadway back in 1947. And here's the good music news I was alluding to, actually, out there. It was on this day in music history back in 1965.
I remember.
I'm looking through you.
That's right. The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Rubber Soul was released in the U.S. on this day in 1965. It was the sixth album by the Beatles, considered the transitional release between their rock and roll and R&B style towards their more progressive arrangements. It's kind of a mix of those.
It's good music, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
A mix of folk, soul, some of the early psychedelic sounds. Influence changed the focus of popular music from full albums as artistic statements rather than just pursuing hit singles.
Well, I'll tell you what. My generation, there they are. Every morning.
Oh, yeah.
On the way to school, on the radio, there they are.
Uh-huh. So classics off of that North American version,
yeah.
I'm Looking Through You,
yep.
The Word, Norwegian Wood, I've Just Seen a Face, Michelle, and In My Life.
Some good songs, very good songs.
Yeah, Rubber Soul.
Rubber Soul.
Released on this day in 1965. And we'll finish with some of the late-night talk show humor.
Okay.
That's right. Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon making a joke about Cyber Monday.
This is cool. I saw that Forever 21 had a great Cyber Monday deal. The entire store was 40% off. Not the products. You could actually buy a Forever 21 for 40% off. I bought, like, three of them.
Okay.
Cyber Monday humor there. Conan O'Brien making a joke about Joe Biden's new campaign slogan.
This weekend, Joe Biden debuted his new campaign slogan. You know what it is? This is real. No malarkey. No malarkey. That's his campaign slogan. No malarkey narrowly beat out no bunk, no poppycock, and no tomfoolery.
Yes, terms that haven't been used since my dad was a child. No malarkey. My dad used to use malarkey now and then, along with baloney.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, there it
no
is.
No malarkey.
No malarkey for
Joe
Biden's new campaign
slogan.
Joe,
if you want younger people to vote for you, you need to communicate a little bit on their level,
well,
right?
What you do, all you have to do with no malarkey is just throw the hashtag in front of it, and kids will get it.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, hashtag no malarkey.
There you go.
That makes it sound millennial, I suppose.
Fine. No malarkey.
Giving advice there, I suppose.
Yeah.
Anyway,
What do we know?
The Blur is brought to us by Napoleon Appliance Repair, serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. Repair and service major appliances, most makes and models. You can call Terry for an appointment at 316-409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
842 now, Steve and Ted coming up. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. I'll tell you what, no malarkey with that guy. He's going to talk about Boeing scheduling 737 MAX meeting in Seattle. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.